You're listening to an AFP Athletics podcast, as we're excited to bring this feature to the website during the 25-26 school year. Our guest today is senior Megan Rullo of Cardinal O'Hara. Megan earned girls basketball all-Catholic honors as a sophomore before missing all of last season due to an injury, but has returned to the court in grand fashion as the Lady Lions are off to a strong start in her senior season. Megan, welcome and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So O'Hara wins the state title your sophomore season, and then you injure your knee later that spring and miss all of last year. How difficult was that process, not only the rehab, but having to watch from the sidelines all year?
I mean, it's definitely difficult. I mean, it's hard being out with an injury, but you do learn a lot off the court. You learn how to, like, cheer your teammates on. You learn how to take that adversity and turn it into something positive. So I definitely feel like I got a lot stronger throughout the process. And just be able to take a leadership role off the bench with the younger girls, since we did lose a lot of the upperclassmen last year. So definitely things like that.
So that leads me to my next question. Obviously, strange vantage point of watching the games from the sideline, but from a basketball perspective, did you learn or maybe have a greater sense of things watching from a different view?
Right, definitely. I mean, you see things in offensives, like you can see how you can cut more and things of that aspect, definitely. But, yeah.
As you returned and started playing this season, has there been a point or a moment when you just started playing again and weren't reminded about the injury?
Yeah, definitely. My physical therapy place was awesome. I came back without the brace. I don't really think about it at all when I'm playing, which is awesome. I feel very strong. I trust my knee a lot, and I couldn't have asked for a better recovery.
That's terrific. As we said, Cardinal O'Hara off to a strong start this season, which included a win over a top East Coast program in Rutgers Prep on January 4th. How would you assess the season so far, and what do you see as the strengths of the team as you get into Catholic League play?
Definitely off to a really good start. We have a lot of girls that can step up. We have different girls that step up each game, which is awesome, and that's what we need as a team. But continuing to get stronger, and we're not, like, settling where we are right now. We still have so much progress, and Catholic League teams are hard to play against, so just getting stronger, practicing hard, and pushing each other is what's going to help us get to the plush this year.
Anyone who watched Cardinal O'Hara play in 23-24 could see the great chemistry you and your sister Molly had, which probably came as second nature to both of you. How much of an adjustment has it been this year, on and off the court, not to play with your sister since she graduated?
I mean, it's definitely been hard because we've played with each other, like, our whole life. But adjusting in a way as, like, I feel like we have a lot more scoring options this year, and not everyone's, like, focused on Molly, which is, like, good for all of us. And it's good for everyone's confidence because everyone's stepping up. But also off the court, I miss having her around the house because we used to, like, push each other and, like, talk after games. So that's definitely difficult. But it's also good to see her off on her own and see what we can do this year without her.
So, as we said, Molly was a freshman in 21-22, the last time Cardinal O'Hara advanced to the PCL Finals and won at the Palestra. Were you by chance in the crowd for that game? And how motivated are you and your teammates to return to the Palestra this year and win the league?
I was in the stands at that game, and it was a really awesome game. I mean, the Palestra is such an awesome experience. That's the end goal for every PCL team. It's such, like, a historic place that everyone wants to end up at, and that's the end goal every year. And unfortunately, we haven't made it the past 3 years, but everyone's driven this year, and everyone's putting in the work ethic. So I'm really excited to see what this season leads us to.
So you recently signed a national letter of intent to attend Drexel University next year, a school you obviously know very well, as both your parents were student athletes there, and as we mentioned, your sister is playing at Drexel. As you went through the process of selecting the school, what was it about Drexel that stood out to you from other schools?
Definitely the way the coaching staff reached out to me. They were very brief with me with my injury. They were always supportive of me, and that meant a lot because I wanted to go somewhere where I knew I was wanted, and especially with the family aspect too, and just being around the city and, like, the academics, and I knew I wanted to stay closer to home, and the Philadelphia being able to play in the Big Five and all that historic is something that I was very interested in, and also being able to play with my sister again.
So finally, you're quickly approaching your final semester here at Cardinal O'Hara. What will you miss most about the school after you graduate?
Definitely the faculty and staff and the students and the faith-based aspect of it all. O'Hara's an awesome place. I had an awesome 4 years here, and I'm going to miss being able to play in the Philadelphia Catholic League. And yeah.
Megan, thank you, and best wishes for a healthy and successful completion of your senior season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.